Cape Talk.
Talking Tech.
Well, a total change of direction, but a very pertinent one for a cold, miserable day where for many people it might be tempting to pull the covers over your eyes and stay in bed. It is that time of year when the flu season is upon us. Lots of people are off with colds. The HR departments are sitting with a desk full of sick notes. And most of them, we hope, are genuine. People do get sick, and when you're sick, you are allowed to take sick leave. You can go to the doctor and get a sick note and hand it into HR. That's how the system's meant to work. Sadly, though, we know there are people who exploit the system, who will do anything to get out of a day of work, including faking a sick note. And it's actually something that is not all that difficult to do because of modern technology. We have high-tech scanners and printers. It is not that difficult to copy an authentic doctor's certificate and fudge it a little bit, for example. So when tech facilitates the forgery, what do you do? Well, deploy some additional tech, of course, to detect the forgery. On the line with me is Charles Bell, who is business development manager at a business called Practice Perfect. And they are trying to use tech, including QR codes, to add an extra layer of security to sick notes, making it easier to check that they are, in fact, the real deal. Charles, thanks for joining us this morning and welcome to the show.
Pleasure, Pippa. Thank you so much for having me.
Won't you just briefly tell us a little bit about Practice Perfect before we talk about the QR codes?
Yeah, certainly. So Practice Perfect basically is a locally developed full electronic health record system which does everything from the doctor being able to capture notes. You can import lab results directly from the labs, which imports onto the patient file directly. It does, as you mentioned, sick notes. It does actual referral letters from a GP to specialist and specialist to specialist. So it's a very comprehensive, fully-fledged electronic health record, so completely paperless practice, ultimately.
I'm sure I'm not the only one going, hallelujah, because I come from a family of medical practitioners. I know how bad their handwriting is, for one, Charles.
Absolutely right.
And it's a really serious issue. I mean, having it electronically captured means you eliminate the possibility that a pharmacist misunderstands the name of the drug you wrote on the script or how many times you were supposed to take it, for example.
No, spot on. And that's why not just the actual sick notes, but on the scripting side as well. We now do full electronic scripting into the pharmacies. The last pharmacy to come on board now is Dis-Chem. So we actually do scripting into all the pharmacy groups. And it's actually, we embed what's called an advanced electronic signature where the doctor is registered through Home Affairs. So we can authenticate and validate it is the doctor capturing the actual script itself. Mm-hmm. And then through the use of a password or a PIN, that then embeds that signature onto the script, and that's then transmitted completely electronically into the pharmacy, processed electronically, and the patient is notified that your script's been processed, come and collect. And then also, scripts cannot be forged because obviously the XML code that gets transferred from doctor to pharmacy directly.
I mean, this is fantastic. It fixes so many gaps in the system. It takes away the possibility of error in reading scripts. It takes away the possibility of drug abuse via forged scripts. Let's talk specifically about the sick notes. It's a QR code. So if HR receives a sick note and maybe it is somebody that they suspect of serial malingering or they think wasn't actually sick, what can they do to verify?
Yeah, absolutely. So on any smartphone device, just use the camera. Points it at the QR code, and that then takes you through to our central server, which actually validates that particular patient was at that particular doctor on that day. It doesn't give away any information with regard to diagnosis or any personal information, but it's just a tool to actually verify that the patient was at the doctor. So, as you say, it's very easy for a patient these days using scanners and using tech to forge information from their doctor or from a doctor. But this at least offers that third-party protection that the patient was there.
Charles, so you said scan the code with a cell phone. Does the company have to buy any sort of backup software to go hand-in-hand with that, or is it literally any cell phone with scanning capability is
correct,
all you need?
That's correct. So any smartphone, you can just point it at the QR code, take a picture, and that will then open up a link directly to our central server, which actually validates the information.
Okay, I mean, it's absolutely fascinating. Charles, if anybody listening wants more information, is there a website or a Facebook page we can direct them to?
No, absolutely. www.practiceperfect.co.za. They can also email us on info@practiceperfect.co.za, or they can reach us on their website itself. We'll have all the information to reach us telephonically as well.
Charles Bell, what a fascinating conversation. Business Development Manager at Practice Perfect. I'm interested to hear from you. Have you ever tried it? You can be anonymous if you want. Tell me, have you ever managed to fake a sick note? How easy or difficult was it? Maybe you want to tell us how you did it. Maybe you are the HR manager and you want to tell us what a big problem this is for you. Is it something you have to deal with in the workplace? And how do you tackle it? Is technology like this going to be a game changer for you in terms of paying out employees for sick leave when they weren't actually sick? I'm interested to hear your thoughts. You can call us on 021-446-0567 or leave a voice note on 072-567-1567.